Until there is some ease of what is happening in your world, you are probably not going to understand how the changes you are going through have actually altered not who you are, but how you are. And this is an interesting time, as you all know. But what is even more interesting is what is happening to us inside. The things that we are needing to handle, the way that we are needing to take care of ourselves, that validation that we are needing to give ourselves. You see, that will make a change in how you are. We are not interested in making a change in who you are, because who you are is exactly who you should be. But through this time, there has been time for you to be with yourself more and to deepen what you know and what you feel, and even in the conversation you were just having, deepen your compassion. And what a beautiful thing, what a beautiful gift to have at the end of the storm, to come out of something with this knowledge that you are now able to hold and exercise more compassion than you ever had before. And what we also want you to notice is that you will find, you are finding it already, but at the end of this you will certainly find it. The questions that you ask in your head all of the time, they are not the same. How, this is a very light and rather shallow example of it, but if you came into a great deal of money, where would you go? The plane is not safe. Wherever you are going has what you have here. And so many of the things that have taken up our thoughts are now not taking up our thoughts so much. And when those external things, and once again, we are not saying anything against money or travel or anything like that, but you've been put into kind of a stasis where those things have limited imprint on you. There is some traveling, but it is not what it would normally be. And when those questions, the ones you are used to, particularly the very irritating ones about your perfection, which of course is the curse of the patriarchy. Maybe we should call perfection CP, curse of the patriarchy. But when those things do not make any sense anymore, if you are at home and sheltering in, what are you going to be perfect about? The way you sit on the couch? This is not going to be a curse for you right now. So when those questions stop rolling around in your head, when they simply stop, then let us feel for the deeper questions, because they are, we can see it among you, those questions are already rising. We would like to counsel you not to be afraid. Do not be afraid about them, because the deeper questions are not going to hurt you. They are going to set you free. When the real questions, the questions of the spirit, of the soul, of the heart, rise up, and they have nothing to do with the world around you, then those questions can only have to do with you. And what an interesting gift to receive in this time, that those questions are going to be ones that you begin to pay more attention to. And there will be a separation energetically. Here is the old question about how you look, what you should be doing, those old questions. And then here are the new questions. In your heart, what do you deeply love? There is a better question, and now we have time to make a space to allow the heart to answer that question. It is not the only one, but this is a thing that is happening now, and that we are very pleased to see happening. Your own fields are changing as well, and that is going to be interesting, to walk into the world more who you really are than you ever were before. We are going to have good times, and we are going to have surprising times. So we only want you to know that this is all good. And do not drive yourself to anything that your heart is not calling you to, because we do not want to do that. We want to make space for the heart to call you to who you truly are and to what your spirit really needs. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, healing goes. Be aware of a clear energy that protects you while allowing you to see what is going on outside of that energy. You are in the energy that is like a clear womb. And the energy inside of that womb goes to every part of your being, to your body, to your spirit, to your mind. And feel that energy in all of its colorful array, whatever that might be. But in this womb that protects you, allow all of the colors into your body and your mind and your spirit. And breathe as you do that. When you've taken in as many colors as you can, feel your crown open and the golden light of the universe pour into this protected space. Let the golden light open your crown to the universe to make your union, the union that will show you all that you need to know, that will protect you, that will guide you and support you. Open your crown to that. Receive that. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye. And feel the third eye begin to awaken. Let your third eye know that you are working with it and trusting it as it makes you wise and intuitive and strong. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And feel your throat center coming alive with all of the energy you are receiving from the universe. All of the energy and wisdom that you are learning in this time. All of the loving kindness that supports not only you, but the world around you. Feel the golden light flow into your heart, your beautiful garden, the space, the created space that is you and you alone. And see all the love that you have given and received and what it has grown in your heart center. See the expansion and the creation and the healing. And see the joy of the garden in your heart. Feel the flow of the golden light into your solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the emotions you do not need to carry with you and make an energy basket that receives and holds only the emotions that are for your learning and your growth and your healing and your joy. Let all of the other emotions pass through. But let these live in your solar plexus. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let that golden light move the past out of your body. Move fear about. Anything you might be carrying, fear about not being perfect, fear about being flawed, fear about failure, all of that fear, let that golden light move it out of your second center, along with the shame that goes with all of those patterns. Let it leave. And feel the second center and see the size of that beautiful waterfall that perpetually washes out of your life anything you do not wish to keep in it. Feel the golden light flow down into your root. And let that golden light, the golden light that connects to your heart, begin to prepare a pattern for creating your world in the way you want to create it. Let the root give you room for experimentation, room for protection, room for creation, room for all the things that you want to take with you as you make the beautiful thing that your life was intended to be. Let that golden light fill your body and feel the protective energy dissolve, because now you are protected by what you hold inside of you. Bring your attention into your heart center. And see that there is a gift that the universe has left for you in your heart. And rest the mind, suspend all judgment, and simply allow your knowing. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.